lots of that for you.
That made FM rock. Hello again. 1027 WNEW FM, New York.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
'67 is a year that we're going to be talking about today. And that was certainly there. Hi, Scott Muni live at the Hard Rock. We got a bunch of great people here this afternoon. It's our finale. We're going to stay here for a while because they're not going to let us out later. So we've got good music and good vibrations, as you've been able to tell by our last songs. By the way, Joan Jett was bouncing in here yesterday. And David Lee Roth will be one of our bouncers today for sure. And also we have Richard Marks coming up, one of the great new sounds. He's got Iggy Pop will be around, Richie Havens. And actually the mayor's going to come in to officially proclaim something here. And in between, too, we got a couple of folks I hope you remember who were right there at the beginning with us. Allison Steele and Zachary will stop by. Pete Fornatel is going to be here. And I believe Carol Miller is going to stop by. And who else we got? Dennis. Oh, Dennis. Good. It's about, okay, Dennis has been working, actually, back in the studio, so we're making Dennis come in here today, too, Dennis Elsis. 1967 was a great year, too, for a sergeant named Pepper.
I get
long time ago when grass was green.
As George Harrison said when he recorded this album, it's a great new album. When We Was Fab is kind of a look back and a lot of fun of all the sounds the Beatles did. And the sitar at the end, he said, I just send it up the chimney in smoke. And there it went. At 1027 WNEW-FM, we started with our Beatles in 1967, which is the year we're spotlighting today. There's some strange things happening in 67, some great exciting things too, like Sgt. Pepper, and what a great time it was. As a matter of fact, we're at WNEW-FM, and this afternoon we're going to be doing specialties, and during our things from England, we will not do a whole lot of things because we have a lot of guests, but we will feature some of the great British music that came out during that time, and some of the American artists, too, because they're going to be here with us. And I would say that if you call this a period piece or a one-of-a-kind, it certainly was a one-hit wonder, but it went all over America, and it became number one, and it was one of those weird stories. Can only happen once to Billy Joel.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
One of many songs that defined the late summer and autumn of 1967. Here at 1027 WNEW-FM, the ode to Billy Joe, Bobby Gentry. All at 1027 as we celebrate our 20th anniversary. More with Scott Muni live from the Hard Rock Cafe after this.
Budweiser Rock and Roll.
WNEW-FM in New York.
Happy birthday to you.
Fat. Shoot it out,
Scotzo! Oh! Live from the Hard Rock Cafe!
That's easy for you to say. At 1027 WNEW-FM, we are live at the Hard Rock. Let me see. Let me adjust my microphone here because I got a real great guest here. A friend of ours, a great friend of music, Iggy Pop. Hey, buddy.
Howdy, howdy.
Welcome
how you doing?
Aboard.
All right. Yeah, hey.
Got a lot of good fans.
Yo,
here.
Whoa.
What are you up to, Iggy?
I don't know. I was down at the Cat last night. The Cat Club saw Faith No More and Scooie D and Lime Spiders. So saw Living Color over at CBGB's. That was good.
So you moved around a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
Check you out like bands. To check out all the bands and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you've always been an experimenter. One of the Stooges. See, a lot of people think because, you know, you did the Stooges that you had something to do with the Three Stooges. The originals.
I kind of like the Three Stooges.
I love them. I don't like them. I love them.
Slapping each other around.
Can you do a couple of those?
No. Oh. No, Larry, jeez.
I like to see you move around on the floor, too, like Curly does.
Yeah, I like to get down.
There we go.
The
we got Jimmy. Jimmy just popped in. Cool. All right, Jimmy, you're right on cue, buddy. Okay, see, we got them all. Iggy, I know that you've been a busy guy. One thing about it, whether you're touring or you like to get in and record with other people, and one of the things you did was Back Ways, which I want to get to, and we'll talk about it then when you were working with David Bowie, because he's a is an interesting character to work with, you know. Definitely not your norm, right?
I don't know.
Well, he's a fantastic guy. I mean, you know, he might walk out on a session and go start painting or something, you know?
I paint. I like to paint.
You paint too?
Yeah, I love to paint.
Have you seen him do any work?
What, his Bowie? Paintings? Yeah, his paintings are good. Yeah, I like his paintings.
He says he doesn't want anybody to see him.
Well, I've seen him.
Yeah, well, that's because you were working there.
Yeah.
Let's start off our little introduction and our show part of this Friday afternoon at the Hard Rock Live. We're going to do Cry for Love from the recent LP of Iggy Pop right now on 102.7 NEWFM. That is the real China Girl, the one from Iggy. Iggy Pop is our special guest. Hey, Iggy, look who's here.
I know, Zachary Lee.
Legend.
He's got blood on his tongue. I love blood.
I do. Well, you can suck my
blood.
You want to suck my sneaker?
Yeah, I want to suck it.
There's blood coming through
suck
there.
Suck it off.
Yeah. Worst of it is, I don't know how it happened. I was just walking around, and there it was.
Yeah.
Well, how's everybody?
Zach, that's your monster bit, you see. You're not, but monsters aren't supposed to bleed.
They did the mash.
Well, oh, Jesus, he caught me. Oh, my God. Oh, dear. Last night, I did the real thing. I was down in Philadelphia, and it's 30 years since I hit the streets down there, you know, and 29 here. It'll be 30 next year. And so we did the whole television tape machine there, you know, out in the cemetery.
You did
first time
great.
I ever did it in a cemetery. Did you ever do it in a cemetery?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did.
You did? Really?
Yeah.
On a tombstone?
Yeah.
Oh,
not,
boy.
Not
very
on a tombstone,
exciting, huh?
But I did it.
I want to tell you, that tombstone was cold. But she didn't mind.
Right. I was going to say, it's not your problem.
And the guy's name was Erasmus. You were talking about Ypsilanti, where you came from, an old hero.
Ypsilanti,
Erasmus
right.
was some
yeah,
old
Erasmus.
Some old guy. And somebody else in the family was named after Isaac Walton. I couldn't believe it. This whole family of tombstones. Very exciting, very exciting. Yeah. I was moved.
Zach, you're going to be busy. How come you only work at Halloween? Now, you know, we tried to get you back and all that, but you just like to come out at certain times of the year and hide the rest of the time.
Well, you know, old CBS, they play all of those funny old songs, and there's a lot of funny old you know.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of goodies in there, too. Oh, yeah. There's a Monster Mash. Yeah,
oh, sure, sure. Yeah, we were talking about old Bobby Pickett the other day, and I didn't know he was an actor, too. He'd done some acting. Did you know that?
No.
And he writes scripts?
No.
Yeah, he's been on a lot of shows. Didn't know that. And he told me that the Monster Mash came out of the fact that he did an imitation of Boris Karloff when his little group was doing a rather straight song. And everybody went so crazy, they decided to do a Monster Mash. And that the last time he performed it was 1977, and he did it, I think he said, in the paper. He said he had a backup band that called themselves Van Halen, and he thought they might make it.
Yeah, well, there goes so much for Boris and so much for Van.
I saw him do it in L.A.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I saw him do it
Was
in
it
LA.
Van Halen backing him up about 77?
No, it was the Crypt Kicker 5. It was a bunch of guys with monster masks.
Well, maybe they were called the Crypt Kicker 5 then.
But that was about 74. So, you know.
A couple of those guys were still in school then.
Yeah, he said it sold more the second time around than it did the first time. He's just been living off it ever since. Well, that's neither here nor there.
I doubt it.
No, I guess... Let's see, 74, so let's see, it's 13 years ago. Yeah, the guys in Van Halen were in school, probably.
I was
Could
high.
Be.
A couple of them were in reform school, and the rest of them were. Right. Hey, Zach, of course, is one of our early pioneers on WNEW-FM.
Yeah,
and this is our birthday party week, so we wanted Zach to come around where he belongs.
Cool. Thank God.
So, what, you started in 67?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Zach and I were both around before 67, but that's when WNEW-FM first started. And Zach used to do the mornings, and he had one of those backward clocks, you know, and no one ever paid any attention to time because we didn't have to worry about what time it was.
You're going
to
bring that up, huh?
You used to ad-lib the time. You'd say it's 20
I read the second hand as the hour. And the engineer says, hey, you're going to have people breaking their legs getting out of bed there. What's
that? That's right. And one time, of course, the boss, head of the station was on the way in, you know, and he was driving his car, and Zach ad-libbed something like, it's 20 after 9. And it was about 5 after 7. The guy had a wreck, so Zach had to pay for the repairs on the car.
He came in, he changed the clock, so I could see it better. It didn't help.
No.
Next thing you know, I was on at midnight.
He didn't change the clock. He put it in front of your face.
That's what I mean. He moved it. That's what I meant. Yes. Well, great old days, really.
Actually, he did do that, but he was, you know, he didn't really care what time it was. It wasn't important to him. He was already at work.
That's
cool. You know, you're at work.
They were great days over there in the old Grand Central building. I remember I used to throw money out the window and report to where it fell, who picked it up. Sometimes it fell into the garbage soup. You know, the truck leaves a lot of soup on the ground when they move away. And people would pick it up and shake it and walk away. Never look up to see if God was giving that money or who.
We're having our 20th birthday party live at the Hard Rock on West 57th. Sir. Iggy Pop is our guest, and Zachary has returned.
A dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. Good night, whatever you are.
That was, of course, Zachary Lee.
Yes, I can't deny it.
Zach, you're looking great.
I feel great.
I know, he looks really good.
Oh, I've got a souvenir. 20 years ago?
Yep.
You ready? It may blind you.
Oh, my God. That's look at that tie.
That's from the boutique at the Cheetah. Remember that?
The Cheetah? The right, Cheetah. Of course. Did they sell that or give it to you?
No, they sold it to me. I wore it proudly.
You bought that.
And I wore it. My lawyer took me to dinner the other night, and I wore it, you know. But he was created a sensation.
Save it because they got to come back.
That's the way I feel.
It's a collector's item. It's like a bunch of records.
It does. It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, all right.
Slip discs.
That's it.
Well, Zach, I'm going to tell you something. Stick around because we're going to have a party, and of course, you're a part of it. And Iggy Pop is our guest right now. We got a bunch of wild people because everybody stops by to say happy birthday.
Cool.
And I'm certainly glad you did. By the way, before you get out of here, you were in a movie.
Yeah, Color Money.
Yeah, what'd you do? Talk about it.
I play this guy called Skinny Guy on the Road, or I think in the foreign versions they called it Skinny Loser, which is kind of cool. I just a pool player with, you know, who loses a game, and I got to do the scene with Tom Cruise. That was good.
Yeah.
And we did the scene in this real smoky room, and Paul Newman sits in the background, you know, so while we're shooting the scene, the smoke machines are going like crazy. And we do one take, and I don't get it right. We do another take, and I don't get it right. And he's starting to fidget in his chair. He gets kind of irritated, you know. So we did it again. I still didn't get it right. So he let out this enormous, this huge sneeze, you know. I sort of stopped the set, and I got it right on the next.
Yeah, you got a little clue. That's right. A good cue. Yeah. Yeah, okay. This time, no more rehearsals.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's tremendous. I want to thank you especially, Iggy, for taking the time to say happy birthday to us.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to do another 20, and it'll include, if you want to do anything new, we always do the new stuff.
All right.
Any projects you're involved in, let us know.
I'd like to hear him do Success. I love that song.
You know that song?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to hop like a frog.
Yeah.
You want to do a little wing in there with him, Zach?
Nobody can do it like him.
Well, we do have, just so happens that we do have some good dancing music, you know, dancing for, like, as we dance off the set and everything together. And, I don't even, look, see what's in front of my hands, see what's over here, nothing, there's no music at all.
Nothing up your sleeves?
No, nothing up.